Thank you for that, brother, and thank you to everyone who has been praying for me. I really do appreciate it. So not all of you may know one of our guest speakers here is Ben Bergen. Where are you, brother? Are you not here? Did he leave? Oh. We were going to have a farewell blessing for him. Guess we're going to skip out on that, because I thought he was going to be here this evening yet, but not tomorrow. Oh well, I guess we'll just go right into the message here. So, how have y'all been doing till now? Are y'all encouraged? Strengthened? Overloaded? So, what I want to do tonight, don't worry, I won't be too long. But I want to try and reach out to those of you here who have not accepted Jesus. If you are here this evening and you're on the edge and you're thinking, should I? Or shouldn't I? I think that this word here is for you tonight. The story I want to talk about, I want to use a few scriptures here. But what comes to my mind when I think about reaching out to Jesus is the story of Bartimaeus. And I'm going to use the account in Mark chapter 10. So if you want to turn there in your Bibles to Mark chapter 10. We're going to start reading in verse 46 here. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And this is a picture for us here. This is a picture of someone. You can take this two ways. This beggar, Bartimaeus, was blind. He could not see. He had something that was wrong with him. We don't know how he became blind. He is introduced in Scripture. If it mentions their father, that is of significance. So it mentions his dad. So I would believe that Bartimaeus continued his life of following Jesus, as we'll read in the end here. But here's Bartimaeus. He's sitting there. He's got his canteen or whatever he's got. I don't know what they would have had, some wicker basket or something. And he's begging. He's blind and he's begging. If you're not saved here, you're blind. But my question to you is, are you begging? Or are you content? Are you content to sit there and not see? And if we continue reading here in verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." So my question to you here this morning is, when you hear the word of Jesus, do your ears perk up or do your shoulders drop? And that's not just for the unsaved. That's also for us that are already saved. How do we feel when we hear the name of Jesus? Do we have a desire for it? One thing that we notice here is we don't read in either of the encounters, I think the other encounter is in Luke, that Jesus came to Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was the one that inquired, hey, what's going on? I hear all these people. His ears were working and he was using them. He said, I hear all these people. What's going on? He's asking people. He's curious. And somebody says, oh, Jesus is going through here. The few key things here I want to pull out of what Bartimaeus says here. It says that he began to cry out and say, Jesus! Jesus! Thou son of David! That right there is not a small deal. He acknowledged Christ as the Messiah right there. Jesus! This evening, are you crying out to Jesus? Do you acknowledge him as the Son of David, the Messiah? Have mercy on me. He's asking for mercy. He was a beggar. He's begging. Have mercy. Are you begging here this evening? If you are not saved, are you crying out and are you begging? Or are you content to be blind and just sit there? Verse 48 here says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. What's the noise in your life that tells you to shut up and be quiet? Stop crying out. What is it? Is it your friends? Is it your music? Is it your entertainment? What is it? What is telling you to be quiet? Don't do that. Don't reach out. Don't scream, Jesus! Have mercy on me! What's preventing you from crying out to Jesus? Satan will always provide many chances and many obstacles. And unfortunately, Satan will sometimes use us to prevent someone else. Are we letting Satan use us here this evening to prevent someone else? That's a scary thought, that we would prevent someone. If you are here this evening and you are crying out and you just don't know, you're just unsure, you're scared, all those things are normal. Verse 49 here says, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man and said unto him, be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. That is this congregation here tonight to you. That is what we are telling you here tonight. There's no one in here that is going to shame you. You have nothing to be scared of. This group of people, these saints, they're not going to tell you to hold your peace. They're going to tell you, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. That's what I'm telling you. That's what Jesus is telling you through me. Do we notice that Bartimaeus had to reach out? Jesus walked by. He's walking by right now. Are you going to cry out? Jesus wants you to. It says he commanded him to be called. He commands you to come. In verse 50, it said, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Why did it have to say that he cast away his garment? Because so often, there is something in our lives that is holding us down, that's weighing us down. And we can't even function. And God wants us to cast that off. And what I want to do is I want to really give you guys all a vivid image of that. Okay? I need a volunteer. Someone that's physically strong and that doesn't get offended easy. Brother, you declined me yesterday and I'm declining you today. All right, Stephen, you want to come up? Okay, you're going to be my guinea pig. Okay, come here. I want you to grab those right there. Yep. I want you to come out here. Okay. Are you weighed down?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? There's a simple task I want you to perform.
Okay.
I'm looking for a ceiling fan. Can you point to it, please?
Right about there.
Where?
There. I can just stand up there.
Oh, okay. Are you getting tired?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Can you just do like Can you go down to the bottom there for me? Can I get you just to, and now everybody just be careful. Can I get you to run to the offering box and back, please? Okay, just come on back up here. Just one more thing. Okay? Hallelujah! Everybody give him a hand. That was really good. You can put those down now. So tell me, Stephen, do you feel relieved? Do you feel lighter? You're happy that you got rid of your burden? All right. Okay. Can you point to that ceiling fan for me? Oh, that was a lot easier. Right? Can you jump for me? And can you run for me?
Yes, I can.
And just one more thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Was that a lot easier?
Oh, yeah.
Even after you were tired? All right, you can go sit down. Thank you very much. I want to interject here with Matthew 11:28 here. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Our brother here just demonstrated what it's like. Okay, when he was holding these things, okay, what was keeping them in his hands? What was it? His grip. At any point, he could have let go. He could have just dropped them, but he didn't. This evening, what are you hanging on to? What are you not letting go? I asked them to do some pretty simple tasks, but they were made very difficult with an extra, that's 100 pounds right there. Praise the Lord, you actually got that up there. I wouldn't have been able to do that. But that is an image of what we're doing. What are we hanging on to that you can just let go? It's your choice. You can let go. You don't have to carry that around. You don't have to let that weight make your life more difficult. What is the yoke of the Lord? It's rest. He says his yoke is easy. His burden is light. Does that mean there's no burden? No. That doesn't mean there's no burden. We heard a lot about the burden of evangelism. But it's different. It's not the burden or that yoke that the devil puts upon us. And if that's you here this evening, you can be freed. All you got to do is let go. He said it was a lot easier after. And that was after he had done it all with carrying them, even. Are you ready to cast away your garment? It says here in verse 51, "And Jesus said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight." If you're here this morning and you're ready, what do you want from Jesus? You want to see? Because it's going to require something. For you to let go of that burden, it's going to require something. It's going to require, Jesus said here in verse 52, he says, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Do we have faith? Do we have faith that Jesus will do what he said he's going to do? That is the essence of the Christian life. Believing the words of Jesus. Making them personal, they apply to each one of us. This book is not a storybook full of fairy tales. It is a book of truth, and it applies to each one of us. And just one more thing here I want to touch on before I give this back to Brother Kevin. But I really want to stress, if you're here this morning, I mean this evening, almost made it through without saying morning, and God is knocking on your door, answer it. Is your heart pounding here this morning? This evening? Stephen, is your heart pounding? Yeah, I could tell. And it's not because he's not ready. It's because he was carrying a burden he shouldn't have to carry. The next thing I want to mention is for all of us that are saved. There's a lot of emphasis that has been put on a lot of different things here through Bible school, and it's all been very good. But Satan has a lot of patience. Satan has all the patience that we wish we had. And as brothers and sisters, we need to stand together against the wiles of the devil. We need to be unified in that. Not to seek unity as the thing that we're chasing Jesus, but to use unity as a tool. And that may look very different. But there's an illustration that I've used through the years. I've used it in several places. So for some of you, this might be, you might have seen this before. But it really, I just want us to really see how this works. And nothing works better than when we get the image. 2 weeks from now, you may not have remembered everything I said, but you'll remember Stephen running down the aisleway with those dumbbells in his hands. And it's going to remind you of not having to carry weight that you can just let go of. And that goes for those of us that are saved too. We can often go pick those weights back up and start carrying them. Ephesians chapter 4 here, it's going to read two verses here. Chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." And what I want to do is I just want to give us a quick image of what that looks like. And I'm going to need a few more volunteers here. Can I get about 10 of the young men to come up here? Sure, we'll take 5 from this side, and looks like there's 4, 5, yep. Okay. I want you guys all to stand in a line right here. No, I want you to stand in front of me. All right. Okay, we're having ordination. These are the next set of preachers. Just kidding. Okay. Okay. Now, see, I noticed something here. I noticed there's a gap right here. So this is what brotherhood looks like. Okay. I want you to just, can you move over here? It's right in the corner there. Yep. I want you to be right here. Oh, that's good. Okay. Can you go all the way to the end there? Just kind of space out a little bit. Okay, so I want you guys to go like this, okay? So this is a picture of brotherhood here, okay? This, what these brothers here are representing is they're representing unity, the unity that we use to fight against the devil. This is a wall of protection. In there is the flock, is God's flock. Brothers, it's our responsibility to build this wall of protection. Okay? And when the devil comes, it's your responsibility to let me do that. Now I'm in. Okay? But that was good. You guys responded a lot quicker than I thought you were going to. Okay. But there's a problem here. Does everyone see a problem? I think if I was to try to go through here, it'd be a lot tougher. I'm just going to go back here. No, you got to let me go out. But if I'm going to try and get in here, it's going to be a lot harder. Okay? All right. So now you young men know what I'm going to do. So I want you to reposition yourselves to not let that happen. Okay? Okay? Brotherhood is coming together here. Okay? This is what it looks like. Yeah, come on, guys. Don't be scared of each other. All right. Now, where do I want to get through here? I don't know. This all looks pretty closed off here. Maybe right in here. No. Oh. How about right in here? No. Okay, no, I'm not getting in there. Okay. Now they're aware of the situation. They change their tactic. What's going to come in here and what's going to cause those spaces that we saw before are when we let little things get under our skin. Do we see a brother has a gift in a certain area and we're not very fond of that brother and we have some bitterness? What that does is it makes us move away and it causes a weakness. Okay? Maybe it's a doctrine. We don't believe in a certain doctrine and the little space gets created. Okay? What that does is it makes gaps. We don't want those gaps. We want that closed in. Okay? We got this wall of strong young men. And these are going to be, this is the future of the church. These young men. And if you're not saved here this morning, I didn't even catch it. Anyways, you know what I mean. Then you're over there. You have no protection. Are you going to stand on the other side and cry, Jesus? These brothers will let you in. You see how it all comes together. We got to work together. We can't let the little differences divide us so Satan can get through there. Okay, you men can go sit down. This pulpit has seen better days. Okay, this evening, God is knocking on your heart. What are you going to do about it? Are you sick and tired of carrying the extra weight, those burdens? Are you causing gaps? Are you going to be humble and allow God to use you to close those gaps? So, I want this to be for everyone. We all have a part to play. Which side of that circle are you on here this evening? Are you in the inside where you're protected? And then, I mean, like, really protected. When I got my hands in there, I almost couldn't get my hands out. They were holding tight. They did a very good job. I really, really want the Spirit of God to work in us tonight here as we think about those things. Brother Kevin, hand it over to you.